Let's open with hymn number 19.
Oh.
the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart, confessing our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
Confess unto thee all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended thee, and justly deserve thy temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray thee of thy boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death
of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ,
to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being.
Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be full of care for nothing, but in everything with prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto the Lord. Lord, thou hast been favorable unto thy land. Thou hast brought back the captivity of Jacob.
Thank you.
Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, who didst suffer thy Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, to become man and to come into the world, that he might destroy the works of the devil, deliver us poor offenders from sin and death, and give us everlasting life. We beseech thee so to rule and govern our hearts by thy Holy Spirit, that we may seek no other refuge than his word, and thus avoid all offense to which by nature we are inclined, in order that we may always be found among the faithful followers of thy Son, Jesus Christ, and by faith in him obtain eternal salvation. Through the same thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Ghost, one true God, world without end. The Old Testament lesson for this third Sunday in Advent is found in the 40th chapter of Isaiah, the 1st through the 8th verse. Comfort ye my people, saith your God. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem, and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned. For she hath received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins. The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low. And the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. The voice said, cry. And he said, what shall I cry? That all flesh is grass, and all the goodness thereof is as the flower of the field. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, because the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it. Surely the people is grass. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth. But the word of our God shall stand forever. Here ends the Old Testament lesson. The epistle is found in the 4th chapter of 1 Corinthians, verses 1 through 5. Let a man so account of us as the ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. But with me it is a very small thing that I should be judged of you or of man's judgment. Yea, I judge not mine own self. For I know nothing by myself, and yet am I not thereby justified. But he that judgeth me is the Lord. Therefore judge nothing before the time, until the Lord come, who will both bring to light the hidden things of darkness, and will make manifest the counsels of the hearts. And then shall every man have praise of God. Here ends the epistle. Thou that dwellest between the cherubim, shine forth, stir up thy strength and come. Give ear, O shepherd of Israel, thou that leadest Joseph like a flock. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Stir up thy strength and come and save us. Hallelujah. Found in the 11th chapter of Matthew, verses 2 through 10. Now when John had heard in the prison the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples and said unto him, art thou he that should come, or do we look for another? Jesus answered and said unto them, go and show John again those things which ye do hear and see. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk. The lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear. The dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. to them. And blessed is he, whosoever shall not be offended in me. And as they departed, Jesus began to say unto the multitudes concerning John, What went ye out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken with the wind? But what went ye out for to see? A man clothed in soft raiment? Behold, they that wear soft clothing are in kings' houses. But what went ye out for to see? A prophet? Yea, I say unto you, and more than a prophet, for this is he of whom it is written, Behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee. Here ends the gospel. We now confess the Christian faith in the words of the Nicene Creed.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten not made before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
We sing hymn number 298.
Thank you.
Grace be unto you and peace in God our Father and in our Lord Jesus Christ. Our lesson this morning is found in the 56th chapter of Isaiah, the 1st through the 7th verse. Thus saith the Lord, keep ye judgment and do justice, for my salvation is near to come, and my righteousness to be revealed. Blessed is the man that doeth this, and the son of man that layeth hold on it, that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it, and keepeth his hand from doing any evil. Neither let the son of the stranger that hath joined himself to the Lord speak, saying, the Lord hath utterly separated me from his people. Neither let the eunuch say, behold, I am a dry tree. For thus saith the Lord unto the eunuchs that keep my Sabbath, and choose the things that please me, and take hold of my covenant. Even unto them will I give in mine house and within my walls a place and a name better than of sons and of daughters. I will give them an everlasting name that shall not be cut off. Also, the sons of the stranger that join themselves to the Lord to serve him and to love the name of the Lord, to be his servants, everyone that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it, and taketh hold of my covenant, even them will I bring to my holy mountain, and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices shall be accepted upon mine altar. For my house shall be called a house of prayer for all people. The Lord which gathereth the outcasts of Israel saith, yet will I gather others to him besides those that are gathered unto him. Here ends our text. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, these are thy words. Even so sanctify us in thy truth. Amen. Dear Christian friends, there are many people in this world who are despised and marginalized, and others who are well honored and respected. Some, reasonably enough, are despised because they are wicked and miserable people who rebel against authority and live only for themselves, killing or mistreating everyone or everything that stands in their way, in the face of the laws of God and man. But whereas all men are equally selfish in their hearts and desire to do this, yet there are many others who are despised for no fault of their own, because they were born to the wrong parents, the wrong social class, or the wrong nation. Some of them are just too young, babes even, whom men value little or not at all. Witness the millions of children who are aborted out of the coldness of men's hearts in our own and in other countries. It is an inborn characteristic of the human heart to believe that some people deserve to live and others to die, or at least to have such a marginalized place that they are second-class citizens. And the results we see, wars, poverty, and oppression, has always been this way since the beginning of the world, and it will always be this way because this is the nature of man. We are born with such wickedness in our hearts, but it is not to be this way among the people of God. In the church which Christ has purchased with his own blood, there is no such thing as an oppressed minority or despised majority, for every member of his church is equally unworthy to appear within the walls of the Father's kingdom. Would that in every congregation that is called a church, that this truth was recognized and put into practice, for then all men would always be welcome and no one could ever lift himself up over anyone else and despise his brother in the faith for any reason. May we all repent of our coldness of heart toward our brethren in the faith. For in truth, there is no such thing as a marginalized citizen of God's kingdom. For every member of the Father's house is more than a guest, more than a citizen, but as Isaiah declares, better even than a son or a daughter. If God's kingdom were a house only where only the great and mighty need apply, we would not dare to bring our children to the Lord. For we would in no way be worthy ourselves to appear before him and ask his blessing upon them. But thanks be to God that especially our little ones are welcomed by our gracious Lord. Jesus blesses the little children while they are small and have done nothing great at all. They're destined to be the honored sons of the Father, because in baptism God has ordained that they take hold of his covenant of grace in Jesus Christ. Even so, the Lord declares that the children of the foreigner, of the Gentile, who takes hold of his covenant, he will bring into his holy mountain and make them joyful in his house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices shall be accepted upon his altar. For his house shall be called a house of prayer for all people. Thus, in the Old Testament, the little boy children were made a part of the covenant of grace by circumcision, while they were yet babes in arms, unable to reason for themselves. God ordained that this sacrament be given to them, that all might know that they too, while yet so small, were saved by faith in Christ who was to come. And even so, in the New Testament, God has given us baptism, so that we might take our little ones and make them a part of the covenant of Christ, not by cleansing their flesh, which is all that simple water can do all by itself, but by cleansing their hearts, so that they receive the righteousness of Christ, which alone has the power to cleanse the conscience. Therefore, Paul calls baptism the circumcision of Christ, wherein we are raised in him through the faith which God works in our hearts. What a wondrous blessing that even our little ones are not despised of our Lord. This house is also their house of prayer, for the Holy Spirit who is in them, according to the promise of God, lifts up wondrous prayers on their behalf. The waters of baptism and the preaching of the word assure them also that though they yet cannot understand human speech, that God in Christ has washed them from all their sins and made them holy and righteous. In the waters of baptism, by the power of God, they are born again. For the washing of regeneration has saved us all. May we learn well from this truth that Jesus receives little children and blesses them, to never marginalize or despise anyone, but to welcome all to the house of the Father and bring them in so that they too can lay hold on God's covenant. For this house is a house of grace and not of race or works or any other condition of men. When John the Baptist sent his disciples to see Jesus and ask the question, "Art thou he that should come? Or do we look for another?" How did Jesus respond? He said, "Go and show John again those things which ye do see and hear, that the blind receive their sight, and the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them." In our lesson in Isaiah and throughout the prophets, God has given us this promise that no one will be turned away from his kingdom. The poor and maimed, the halt and blind, the poor in spirit from every nation, our little ones and men from afar, all of them have a place in the kingdom of God. For the kingdom of God is not made up of only certain kinds of people who have the right blood in their veins, or who are holier than others, or who are better at keeping the commandments, or who are whole and healthy in their bodies. No, not even the worst sinner is excluded from God's invitation and promise. There is only one thing that can keep anyone out of the Father's house. Jesus says, "Blessed is he, whosoever shall not be offended in me." Whoever you may be, if only this is true, that you are not offended in Jesus, but receive him as God's righteousness given for you. You have a place in his house. When you believe this, no matter how you came to the kingdom of God, whether early or late, young or old, you will be treated as one of his honored guests. And he will not give to you some little obscure corner in the margins of heaven. He will not look upon those who appear to him before him on the last day and say, "Now as for those of you who were truly worthy, I give to you the best place. But if you come late, or if you were but a child and did no great and mighty deeds in the world, you can enter, but you must always be a second-class citizen here." No, the Lord declares that within his walls you will have a mansion, a place that is better even than that of a son or daughter. Before Christ Jesus came and fulfilled the words of the prophet, there were a few, the stranger, the foreigner, who came to the kingdom of God. Why were they welcomed? Well, in many cases, they were not so welcomed, as they were not children of Abraham by blood. Yet, Isaiah declares, "Do not turn them away. Receive these others who have come early to the feast of salvation, for the day is coming. It is near that men of every nation will flow into Zion like a flood." He says, "Do not let the son of the foreigner who has joined himself to the Lord speak, saying, 'The Lord has utterly separated me from his people.'" In the Jewish nation especially, where only those who could beget children could become an ancestor of Christ, a eunuch was the most marginalized of all. They could well say, "I am a dry tree. I can produce nothing for the kingdom. Therefore, why would God want me there?" Even then the Lord declares, "Not so. Even unto them will I give a place in mine house, and within my walls a place and a name better than of sons and daughters. I will give them an everlasting name that shall not be cut off. Their name will not be cut off, for their measure in the kingdom of God is not based upon how much they could produce on earth in children or otherwise, but entirely upon the grace of Jesus Christ. In that grace, by faith, we have a tremendous inheritance, an eternal kingdom, an everlasting name, because there our works really will matter. For we will be perfected from all our uncleanness, from every sin of the flesh which stands in our way of our perfect fulfilling of God's law. In that place, every word and deed and thought will be fruitful, giving all praise and glory to the God who has redeemed us and washed us and raised us from dead to new and glorious life. How can anyone then think that they are cut off in the Father's house? My friends, we were once the stranger, aliens to the household of God. We were shut out of the covenant of Mount Sinai while God prepared his people to be the vehicle by which Christ, his dear Son, would come into the world. But now that Christ has come, the floodgates are indeed open. And even as his gospel has gone out into the world, all the world flows into his holy mountain, Mount Zion, which cannot be moved because it abides forever. Jesus gathered the outcasts of Israel, and now he gathers into his people us also. Remember this the next time that your heart tempts you to be cold to the stranger who knows not the Lord. Once you were an outcast too, but by grace God has received you and given you an honored place within his walls. Your little ones, while they were yet small and unproductive, he grants faith and makes them fruitful in their prayers of joy, even though they cannot speak. God's house is a house of prayer for all people. Therefore, may we welcome all men, even as we and our children are welcome. Together, let us keep the Sabbath of the Lord, which is no longer just one day a week, but every day. For in Christ Jesus, our whole life becomes a sacrifice of prayer and praise. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. Let us pray. O God, thou shepherd of Israel, who didst lead Israel like a flock, nourishing and sustaining thy people in the hope of deliverance by the word of thy prophets, and who in the fullness of time didst raise up a horn of salvation in the house of David, even thy Son, Jesus Christ. Grant us unto us such a vivid faith in thy promises that we may rejoice and give thanks evermore. Now, O Father, we bring thee our prayers and supplications with thanksgiving. As we have need, send deliverance to renew us in body and soul. Forgive our sins and blot out all our iniquities. Open the eyes of the blind. If any walk uncertainly, guide him in the paths of righteousness. If any be impure in thought, word, or deed, cleanse him by thy Spirit. If any be deaf to thy Spirit, open his ears to thy truth, that hearing he may believe and be saved. And if he be dead in thee in his spirit, quicken him by thy mighty power. Let thy Holy Spirit descend upon us, that our faith may persevere until our Lord will come again to judge all mankind. We pray for thy church everywhere throughout the world. Grant thy blessing to all thy servants who proclaim thy word to the multitudes. Give aid and strength to all missionaries and accompany thy word with power, that all may know thee to be the only true God and Savior of men. Rule over the hearts of all men, guide the decisions of those in authority, and sit in the secret councils of nations, to the end that peace and justice may prevail. Help all men to know and believe the doctrine of Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent, that they may learn to please thee in true faith. Bless all who are gathered this day in the fellowship of the Spirit, especially those here in this place. Be with those of our number who are sick or under any affliction of body, mind, or spirit. Comfort them that they may, through their trials, learn of thy gracious power and readiness to help in every need. Endow us all with grace that we may daily show forth the light of thy name and the glorious gospel of the Savior of the world, Jesus Christ our Lord. All these things and whatever else we need, we beseech of thee in his name. Amen. We sing hymn number 69. Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks unto the name of the Lord our God. It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty Everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, whose way John the Baptist prepared, proclaiming him the Messiah, the very Lamb of God, and calling sinners to repentance that they might escape from the wrath to be revealed when he cometh again in glory. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying, forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. He was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, and when he had given thanks, and he gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as oft as ye drink it, in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Christ, the Lamb of God, have mercy upon us. O Christ, the Lamb of God, have mercy upon us.
take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for all your sins. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for all your sins. May this strengthen and preserve you in the true faith unto life everlasting. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the remission of all your sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the remission of all your sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the remission of all your sins. May this strengthen and preserve you in the true faith unto life everlasting. Amen. Depart in peace. Sing the Nunc Dimittis. Unto the Lord, for he is good.
And his mercy endures forever.
We give thanks to thee, Almighty God, that thou hast refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we beseech thee that of thy mercy thou wouldst strengthen us through the same, in faith towards thee, and in fervent love toward one another, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end.
Amen.
We sing hymn number 48.
Thank you.
Lord be with you. Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace.